want to start this morning with a message that I got from Sweden a couple days ago. We have YouTube people from Sweden and different places all over. It was so fun the other night. I was texting Sweden and where was Africa at the same time. That's just awesome. People that are awake. But she said, Sweden is crazy. Bombings and shootings most every day. Now, why I want to tell you about Sweden is because Sweden always gets the New World Order before we do, which I've been telling you guys. Remember when she said feminism? And then she said the word churches are turning Catholic. We're going to see some of this today. Sweden is crazy. Bombings and shootings most every day. Killing and rapes are the highest in Europe. Gang-related killings and immigration. Immigration problems. The government is in crisis. I fear Sweden will collapse soon. Churches are infected with the New Apostolic Reformation and the Roman Catholic Church. Now think about this. Hiding from the truth and leading people to hell instead of helping them to find Jesus. And then she said a few other things, and at the end, I can still see you on YouTube. Now Matthew 16:6, we're going to continue this week from last week and maybe next week also, about the scribes and the Pharisees. And today it's beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. In Matthew 16:6, there's words of caution and warning. Take heed and beware of what? The leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. What we found out last week, these were the people that were against Jesus, and we found out they're still here today. Under different names, secret things, but they're still here because what? There's the wicked against the righteous. It's a plan the enemy has to bring down Christianity, and this has to happen as much as we don't like what's happening. I never thought we'd see this much that we've been seeing in the last 5 years even, but we have to prepare. The world is preparing for what? The Antichrist, which also has to come. And who knows, I'm not going to fear you and tell you it's going to happen. None of us know what's happening other than the fact that once you know their plans, you can see things happening and it answers questions. God doesn't want his people asleep. Now leaven, what is the leaven? Leaven is called yeast and it's added to lumps of dough. A lot of you did baking. I used to make homemade bread back when we were all real skinny. And boy, it was just nothing like coming home to homemade bread, right? But you know about the yeast, and you know how it goes through everything. Well, the same thing about the leaven of the Pharisees. It starts off very small, and silently it goes into other parts. And this leaven that we've been warned about in the Bible is happening as we speak. It's here today, and today I'm going to kind of take a leap and share some things with you, because a lot of people don't know why some things are happening and why it's wrong. So we're going to expose some things today, so hang on. So beware of false doctrine. It's small, and it works secretly and quietly. And remember, the devil comes as an angel of what? Light. Of light. He comes as an angel of light. Look at this. Looks so good. It sounds so pleasant. One of the things that the Pharisees did was they added two. They added two, and we're going to go into the books that they've added to today a little bit more. They just add a little more to the Bible, and what happens is they overshadow the Bible, and pretty soon the Bible is no effect. The traditions of their elders, the traditions of man, has made the Word of God of none effect, and it's still here today. Like, pray to Mary. This is the adding, right? And add the sacraments, or add famous preachers on television, because their words are more powerful than God's word. Warning, beware and take heed. You're being, I don't know if this is a word, leavenized. You're being leavenized. In ninth grade, they wrote me up in the school paper for writing new words. I guess I haven't stopped. But leavenized. Beware and take heed. It looks good. It sounds good. But there's something wrong. This is why if you don't know your Bible in this day, you're an easy prey. You're an easy prey to be deceived. And that's why these warnings of deception are so strong. And some of the most deceived people, and even some of the things I'm going to share today, are Christians. Because we think God is love, and everything is love, and everything is unity. We all must unite. What is this uniting doing? And I want to tell you right off, we have had Judases in our midst, and I think that's why Jesus told us about Judas. He trusted him. He's on the inner circle. We've had Judaizers that have betrayed us in Christianity. They have told us one thing, and underneath they have secret hidden agendas. We're going to look at some of those today. Leaven may start out like a little departure from the truth, but can end up as a very strong delusion and make everything we believe a lie. We're living in a matrix. We've been told things. Why should we question what we've been told? Why should we question what we've learned? Well, the more I know the truth, the more I see the lies, the layers and layers of lies. And religion is just the one I've been focusing on the last 4 years, but there's also education, and there's also political, there's economical, there's a whole lot of deception and bubbles that we think we're safe. We have false security. And that's why the Bible needs us, always tells you, beware, wake up, don't fall asleep. And today, what are we? We don't need titles today. What we all need to be is a watchman. We need to be watching what's going on, watching, because a lot of people aren't watching and they don't want to hear what you see. So guess what? All you can do is warn people and move on, because there's a lot of people that are going to be so, like in Germany, when all this stuff happened with Hitler, the pastors sold out. And the people at the end were screaming, why didn't anybody tell us? And the same thing's going to happen. Why didn't these preachers tell us what's really going on? There's a lot of reasons. We need no Virgin Mary, no angels, no saints, dead saints, no priest, no rabbi or father or preacher to stand between us and God. We have a mediator. His name is Jesus Christ. Right? Now, I'm going to go through just a real quick article on Pharisees, and I'm just going to really hit some highlights. The Pharisees are still among us today. Well, you go, who are they? I don't see them. They're undercover, and they're under different names. And when I started studying the Kabbalah, a lot of dots came together. And I'm going to announce this book one more time. Get it? Kabbalah Secrets, Christians Need to Know by Deanne Loper. Why? Because it's a dot that a lot of people have not shared. And once you see this dot, you see the cabal. There's so many different names. Everybody's got their own names. And there's many names. But the Pharisees try to correct Jesus with their own what? Man-made laws that were not from Moses. And this is why there's the Torah, is the first five books of the Bible. This is not the Torah we're talking about. It's an oral add-on, and all the rules are changed. And there's many people that are following the wrong Torah. Did you know that? We're going to try to help you understand it. They make up their own laws that were not from God to correct Jesus. Jesus' whole ministry was in conflict with their teachings. And guess what? It still is today. No man can make you submit to their own words unless you want to. You don't have to be deceived. You don't have to be submitting to wrong teaching unless you want to. However, they have clever ways to convince you. And this is the other thing. By guilt, by fear, and just plain spiritual manipulation, just like the Pharisees. They're still doing it today. Paul admonishes in 1 Corinthians 4:6 not to think beyond what is written. Now, what happens with all these other teachings, these other Bibles, these other books? They add on to what is written. And we know we're not to add or take away. But this whole Kabbalah teaching that's heavy in Hollywood, it's heavy in politics, and it's definitely been leavened throughout the whole world. It goes beyond what is written. So why pride have not taken an opportunity to operate and put off some, what is, so why? So pride will have an opportunity to operate and puff up someone. A lot of these occult teachings are very based in pride. Pride, you want to be elite, you want to be above everyone, and the same thing with the Pharisees. They were above Jesus. They were always correcting Jesus. They were always putting down Jesus, right? So you see the character of the devil, Lucifer, here in these false religions, which is what? Pride. True humility comes only through Christ. So Intentional false teaching has its source in pride. You'll see the pride when you think you've got all the rules and formulas. You try to correct somebody and they're not going to get sick ever again because they decree and declare. That's pride. This is why Jesus warned of the leaven of the Pharisees in both their teachings and their practices of the Pharisees. Everything they taught and everything they did, he came against it. Okay, so Mark 7:5 says, when the Pharisees and scribes asked him, why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders? Guess what? They're still around. The tradition of the elders, the Sanhedrin, all of these things are still around. The reason is because they were following their own law, not Moses' law, the way it was intended. It was corrupted by the Pharisee interpretation. Jesus responded in verse 13, making the word of God of no effect through what? Your traditions. Or you could today you could say the Torah. There's two Torahs. There's so much of this. Everything I'm studying is there's double everything. Everything God made, then there's a counterfeit. And then with the counterfeit, there's a lot more counterfeits. And it really takes us to study this stuff out to find out truth. And it's getting harder to find sometimes on the internet because some things have been taken down. Pages that I used to have, I go back and they're gone. So I always say, get a copy of everything you want in your hand. Download it now and keep it. Because the internet's not always going to be here, as you know. So the word of God of no effect through your traditions, which is the text of the Kabbalah. Now they have their own religion, they have their own books, they have their own secret meetings, they have a whole bunch of laws. The stuff I've read, I couldn't even stop with this one book. I just said I can't even, it's so evil. What they do to children, what they do is so evil that you wouldn't even believe it if someone told you. And this is why a lot of these people do things in secret and they never seem to ever get punished because this is their religion. A couple other things. It was the Pharisees who said their prayers publicly on the streets and made them long and loud. They did their good deeds publicly. False religion always wants to boast in its own what? Works. We boast in Jesus. False religions always boast in what they do, what they have, who they are. Totally a difference. After making a parable on stewardship, Jesus ended it with, you cannot serve God and mammon. Luke 16:14, Jesus points out, now the Pharisees who were what? Lovers of money. And we see that today, don't we? People that are really lovers of money, they don't love the people. They're in it for the money. We still have them today. Then Jesus scolded them, saying, what is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. When you see men always talk about their earthly prosperity, boast in the abundance of goods they own, how successful they are, claiming it is God blessing them, they are disguising worldliness under spiritual language. Their Pharisees' religions became very profitable. And they became rich off of it. And guess what? They're getting rich off of it today. They controlled the temple grounds and made merchandise of the people, selling doves, a poor person's offering for the sacrifice at expensive, excessive prices. The common people brought the lambs as their first fruits, but the Pharisees would tell them their offering or sacrifice was not good enough. They would take theirs and sell them and then another sacrificial animal at a higher price. People today are put under guilt. They don't give enough. Your seed offering isn't enough. You need to give more, give more, give it all month. Now they have. Instead, it used to be just give it all Sundays. Now they have, give me your first fruits. That should be a red flag. Jesus drove the money changers off God's property, but today we invite them in and we support them. Then Jesus spoke to the multitude, to his disciples, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees, what do? Sit in Moses' seat. Therefore, whatever they tell you to observe and do, but do not do according to their works. For they say and they do not. So they're what? Hypocrites. And one thing I found out about reading some of these ancient Babylonian teachings, they can lie and it's okay. They can steal, they can murder and it's okay. They bind heavy burdens, hard to bear, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. But all their works they do to be seen of men. They love the best places at feasts, the best seats in the synagogue, greetings in the marketplace, and to be called by men, Rabbi, Rabbi. Matthew 23, verse 1. They were the rulers of the people. They made the rules, and they're still making the rules today. From the ancient Babylonians, we have the Talmud. I can't even say these words. They have oral and written traditions. But Jesus, what did he say to them? Woe. Woe to the Pharisees. As I was reading it, they're going to try to outlaw the whole teachings on Pharisees and call it anti-Semitic. Do you know that? There's new laws coming that are going to cover practices. Stuff they're doing, but they cover it up. And our freedoms of speech are being taken away. Have you noticed? Little by little, since 9/11, things are changing. In Matthew 21:23, Jesus explains, they have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice, mercy, and faith. These you ought to have done. Here Jesus makes it clear that living the life of faith towards God included love towards men, not just a religious thing that if they don't agree with you. Now they have all this, we're uniting and it seems so wonderful, but in the new age, they get rid of people that are Christians. Right now, the uniting of all the religions is great except for what? Christianity. We find that in the Bible, that's Matthew 24. They're going to bring you before thinking they're doing it in God's name, right? Religious demons. You have to know that the Pharisees' hearts are hard and they're very, very cold. They've been conditioned for many, many years at birth. I read some things that some of these little boys have to go through when they're... I can't even tell you. It was the Pharisees who were religious that thought they could do no wrong and that they were beyond question. Matthew 16:1. Then the Pharisees and Sadducees came, asked him he would show them a sign from heaven. His response, a wicked and adulterous generation seeks after a sign. Now we have movements that are full of signs and wonders. Come for your signs and wonders. If you know the Bible, you should know right away that that's a wicked generation. We're not to be running after signs. But this is it, the whole new movement now, the send, they're going to evangelize the Protestants and the Catholics together. We're going to go into that. Because it's not evangelism when you don't tell people they need Jesus and they have to be born again. So anyway, beware of the leaven. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. Beware of leaven, period. The church must not be above Christ. Now we have a day and an hour where people are worshiping the church, putting church, even Israel, above Christ. We're worshiping the president. Some people are. We have to keep Christ as our focus. Amen. Don't put anything above him and his word. Ministers must not be exalted above Christ. No preacher should be a prophet now, comes to give you words. No, nothing, because we've been taught to get a word from a man. When we've got all these books of the Bible that we're supposed to be getting words from, we've been subtly leavened. We've been leavenized by men, by religious leaders. But God's waking his people up, the ones that want to be woken up, because there's a whole lot of deception going on, and there's going to be a lot of Christians that are going to absolutely be freaked out when they find some of these truths. So we don't put any leader, any rabbi, any president above Christ, right? Hebrews 3, from the beginning, don't be carried about with what? Strange doctrines. We've got a lot of strange doctrines floating around that corrupt. What does that mean? They add to or take away from the true word of God. It says, of your own selves shall men arise. They're coming from within, speaking perverse things to draw what? Disciples after them. Acts 20:30. Certain men crept in unawares. They crept in subtly. Jude 1, verse 3 through 4. The dumb dog who doesn't bark and the sleeping shepherd are the best allies of the wolf, the thief, and the robber. The biggest threat to the devil is a watchman that tells you what's going on, or a shepherd that actually isn't afraid of losing people because he tells truth, or isn't worried about the offerings. He's more standing in the fear of God to tell people truth. The devil doesn't like those people. Ignorance of the Bible is the root of all error. Don't be surprised at the rise and progress of false doctrine, because the Bible predicts it. Today I'm going to share something about this that happened that a lot of people just didn't understand, and they didn't care, and they think it's wonderful, about the evangelicals and the Catholics joining together. This is the new Catholic train, which we're hearing about in all these other countries. My friend from Africa, on his Facebook, he constantly is exposing who's part of this. And people go, well, isn't that what we're supposed to do? And I got so many people asking me that, I thought, I need to explain this, because people don't understand why we shouldn't unite with all the other religions. The thief likes dogs that do not bark and watchmen that give no alarm. If you have a dog that never lets you know there's an enemy in your house, he's a dumb dog. Well, if you've got a preacher that won't tell you nothing, he's a dumb preacher. I'm just going to go through a couple of things about, maybe I'll wait on that. Well, let me give you this first, because the Kabbalah, many names, it's occult teachings. Mystic lore of Judaism, based on occult interpretations of the Bible and handed down as a secret doctrine to the initiated. It is an essential element in most schools of occultism. Now, the Zohar, it means splendor or radiance. It's the classic text of the Kabbalah and the Bible of mysticism. Now, we've talked a lot about mysticism coming in. This is part of the mystic Christian. It really isn't a Christian. It's an oxymoron. And a basis for laws instituted by the who? By the rabbis. A Jewish mystical work. Now there's the Talmud, T-A-L-M-U-D. There's two versions. There's the Jerusalem and the Babylonian. And from what I've studied, the Babylonian has the greater authority. But remember, these go back to Babylon. Think about how far these ancient religions are. What do? They sum up of oral and written traditions, civil and religious laws of Judaism. And what happens, we found out that when you practice those, it makes the word of God of none effect. Now the Torah, the Pentateuch, the first five books in the Bible, you know, those first five books are great, but there's another Torah that people don't realize. It's expanded. It's the oral traditions of the Pharisees. So we're still talking about the Pharisees here, as published in the Talmud. Judaism is Talmud and Kabbalah plus. Disobeying the rabbis is punishable by death. So you think it's a real sweet, loving thing? No, this is heavy-duty stuff. Okay, now, the gospel betrayed, I'm going to share this about, and you can get this online, it's called The Gospel Betrayed by Dave Hunt. And if you have Catholic friends in your life that you love, and you also have people that are joining some of these movements we're going to talk about, you need to know why you don't agree with these movements. Because people don't explain what's wrong with it. They just say, oh, isn't it wonderful? We're all uniting and we're evangelizing the world. It's global. First of all, be careful when anything is global. Because usually, you know, the Bible says that the way is narrow. It's not real wide. And when I shared with you a couple months ago about the Passion Bible, it's distributed by the Broadway Publishing. Wow, isn't that interesting? So the most significant event, and this is from Dave Hunt. It's on the Berean Research, the Gospel Betrayed. And I'm only going to go through a couple things that I think you need to know. And get this article and study it for yourself, because then you'll have the answers and you'll know. He did a lot of research in this. And boy, thank God for Dave Hunt. What a watchman he was. He was very persecuted. But now we've got his works and stuff, and he's telling us, even as he's dead, he shows us, wow, this stuff is really going on. But he said the most significant event in almost 500 years of church history. Do you want to know what it is? Took place on March 29th, 1994. That wasn't that long ago. Leading evangelicals and Catholics, they signed a joint declaration, Evangelicals and Catholics Together. The document overturns the Reformation and does incalculable damage to the cause of Christ. They toiled together in the movements against abortion and pornography, and now leading Catholics and evangelistic people together are asking their flocks for a remarkable leap of faith to finally accept each other as Christians. If you want to know more about this movement, I did a message. It's called, Counterfeit Revival. The Counterfeit Revival, and it shows how the people that we knew in our movement joined together with the Catholics. And boy, that was a scary thing I had to preach on then. Didn't make a lot of friends, but I'm so glad I did. Evangelicals, including, and I'm going to tell you just, I'm going to read this, don't be mad at me, but I'm just going to tell you who a couple of these signers are. Pat Robertson and Charles Colson joined with conservative Roman Catholics. Bill Bright, founder of Campus Crusade. Such compromise laid the foundation for this alliance, a development monitored closely and approved by the Vatican. Yes, I believe the document, this is still Dave Hunt, all this, represents the most devastating blow against the gospel in at least 1,000 years. He said this is going to impact worldwide. And this movement we're talking about today is Go 2020. It's global. This is worldwide. Dave Hunt knew exactly. He was a watchman. He saw this coming. He even wrote each and every personal one a letter, said what Vatican II said. He explained everything out to all of these so-called evangelical leaders, and he did not get one response from any of them. But I have to give him credit for really doing his homework. So then he says, having carefully read himself, Dave Hunt, the 25-page fifth draft marked not for general circulation. So they tell you what they want you to know. And what I like about a real researcher, they go deep. He studied this out. He said, some key differences between Catholics and evangelicals are noted without compromise. But the most important difference, all of it, they acted like we can agree on this and we can agree on that. But the main thing that they did not talk about, what it means to be saved, what it means to be born again. How many know that's major? Okay? It's not mentioned, and in fact, it's directly denied. The document claims that all Catholics are Christians, hold the same faith as evangelicals, and are brothers and sisters in Christ. And as he also declares, as many of you I know are born-again Christian Catholics that came out, and thank God for that, that the Lord has opened up people's eyes to accept Jesus as Lord. But he goes into the martyrs and the histories of the martyrs, and I'm not going to go into that, but the price they paid to bring us the gospel, the true gospel. And then he talks about Wycliffe? And all these other guys that were Catholics, and they started reading the Bible, and they realized they were not saved. So they paid a price, and I just want you to say, this isn't against anyone, it's for people getting the truth, right? So from the Bibles they preserved, a few Roman Catholic priests and monks realized that their church didn't preach the full truth, and they wanted their fellow Catholics to get saved. He mentions a bunch of them. They started preaching the real gospel, and they thought everybody would be happy, you know. They hoped their church could be reformed. In response, Rome co-signed many of these faithful gospel preachers to the flames. Later, Luther and other reformers, all Roman Catholics, also became convinced that neither they nor their fellow Catholics were saved. They began preaching salvation by grace through faith instead of Catholicism. Catholicism is a false gospel of sacraments and rituals and works. They were excommunicated and told, and untold thousands were martyred. So this is not a little thing, to just take a leap of faith when major doctrines about being born again are denied. See, now this is what people don't understand. And when I first heard about this way back, I remember I heard we were all coming together. I actually cried. I thought, yay, I'm so glad. Oh, you know, that's our natural heart, is to think, yes, until I studied it out. I realized, this is terrible. This is not the real gospel. We're being deceived, Christians, again. So don't be surprised, a lot of people don't understand. They think it's a good thing. And on the surface, we're all united on this, this, and this, so it sounds great. And what? What a great deception. But thank God for watchmen that are willing to lay their lives on the line today, even still, to bring forth truth. So millions of, I'm not going to go through, lost sinners need to be saved. How then did leading evangelicals decide that all active Catholics are Christians and must not be evangelized? So here it's coming that we're all going to evangelize the world. They're not evangelizing because it's a false gospel and it's another Jesus. Do you understand why it's a global deception? Catholicism, its false gospel, hasn't changed. It diametrically opposes the evangelical view of what Christ's crucifixion and forgiveness of sins mean. Let me quote from Vatican II. This is what Catholics still believe and practice today. Christ's death earned satisfactions and merits, which have been deposited into a treasury to which have been added the prayers and the good works of the Blessed Virgin Mary and the prayers and the good works of all the saints beyond what they needed for their own salvation. Some of you guys came from this, I know. The most ancient times in the church, good works were also offered to God for the salvation of sinners. We don't get saved by doing good works. One never passes from death to life, John 5:22, but is always earning, always earning. You don't ever quite have reality of being saved. You don't. Some people, they said, they don't know if they're going to be saved or not. Did they do enough good works to get saved? Aren't you glad we don't? It's his works that saved us. Faith in him and him alone. But it's always earning salvation with the church's help. In fact, excommunication is a penalty for saying one is saved and knows he has eternal life through faith in Christ's finished work. If you say that, you're excommunicated. Now, how can we join together with movements that don't agree in the basic doctrines of Christ? Now, my friend from Sweden said this is all over all the big churches now. They're new apostolic reformations, and they've turned into the Catholic train, all roads leading back to Rome. The very heart of the gospel, which evangelicals affirm, is denied by Catholicism. In its all creeds, Vatican II's first page declares, "For it is the liturgy, sacramental rituals through which, especially in the divine sacrifice of the Eucharist, the work of our redemption is complete." That's communion. So redemption, salvation, they say, is a process of being effected by church sacraments. But the truth is consistently and insistently denied. I'm not going to go on to the Mass continues to transmit installments of grace even after one has died as relatives by Mass cards, which are laid upon the altar during Mass in the name of the deceased in order to shorten purgatorial suffering. Christ's death couldn't get us to heaven, but Masses, Hail Marys, good works, bearing one's cross for others will do so. Yikes. Earned indulgences also shorten time in purgatory. But surely you don't, I'm not going to go through all that. Believe the true gospel and reject Catholicism, false gospel. You can't believe the two. They are not the same. One can't believe Christ obtained redemption through his blood and also believe redemption is being accomplished through Catholic liturgy. One can't believe salvation is by faith and not by works and at the same time believe that good works earn salvation. See what I mean? So how can these two unite in that we say we're all globally going to evangelize the world? It's not true. It can't happen because there's another underlying agenda beneath all of this. I have been in contact with thousands of Catholics who were saved and left that church. Not one was saved by being a Catholic, but by believing a gospel, which is anathema to Catholics. And now we are asked to refrain from sharing the gospel with those who desperately need it, and to assume they're already saved, when their own doctrines forbid this assurance. It is outrageous that leading evangelicals have placed nearly 25% of the world's population off limits for evangelization. We are now being told that such men and women who gave their lives to bring the gospel to the lost wasted their time if they preached to Catholics. And now they're saying you'll waste your time if you preach to the Jew. The Jews have another covenant. They don't need to be saved. This is dual covenant, which is in lots of churches now. And some of my Jewish friends that have been born again were very angry about this. So it's not anti-Semitism. It is Jews that have gotten born again and saved. And there's also going to be more coming, as the Bible tells us, through Christ. So this is a dual covenant, their own path. Thank God that millions of Catholics are accepting the gospel and now they know they have eternal life, 1 John 5:13. I have sent photocopies, sections from Vatican II, Trent, and all of this to all of these men, all of them that signed it, he sent them to, with no response. They cannot be excused on the grounds of ignorance. The most tragic result of this historical development will be to prevent the gospel from being presented to lost millions who have been wrongly reclassified by evangelical leaders as Christians. Unless we speak up boldly, the much-needed warnings against some of Satan's cleverest lies will be silenced. Get this letter if you can. It's very, very good. I left out a lot. And I said that to say because a lot of people don't understand what's wrong with these movements today that we're all joining together, and not just Catholics now and evangelicals, but also all other faiths. We've went beyond that happened, and now we're going into another leap of faith. Now, this is the global. Remember he said it was going to be global? The global ecumenical. Ecumenical means what we just talked about, joining of all religions together. Partners, the event plan partners are New Apostolic Reformation, the Word of Faith, and the mainstream ministries. One of the largest ecumenical event ever. You have to understand what ecumenical is. This is you can't preach Jesus is the only way, because that to them is their want to get rid of Christianity. It's still trying to get rid of Christianity, but it's under the guise of Christianity. And a great event. And it's called Go 2020. And I want you to get this because I want to see if your favorite preachers are on this list. One of the largest ecumenical events ever, global outreach, Go 2020, is set for May 30th, 2020. Thousands of churches and ministries worldwide and dedicate the month of May to prayer and evangelism. Now remember, it can't be evangelism if you can't talk about, you might mention the name of Jesus, but what a lot of these people, remember, they don't want to declare that they're sinners because that would wreck their self-esteem. That's what the Freemasons, all that, they don't declare they're sinners and they need a savior. So it's all going to be, now it's progressing, and I've seen some of these big conventions, their music is not even trying to be worship now. It's gone beyond. It's so worldly. I don't know how a real true believer could even handle the atmosphere that's being produced in these days. But then they go on the endorsements, which of course is Bill Johnson, Heidi Baker, and John Arnott. And then they go into all of the people that are supporting this, all of the symbols, all of the companies, this is global, people. I say, look up, your redemption draws nigh. And then the Go partners. Oh boy, I'll leave this list for you. Some of you will be shocked. There's some preachers that have stayed under the radar, and you'll find some of them there. Anyway, and the last thing I want to share today, because this is developing now into Chrislam. Do you know that it's Chrislam, Christianity? The Chrislam covenant. And then they talk about the deal of the century. about how Pence has gone to the Vatican last week, and how I want you to know, Trump is a Catholic. He says he's a born again, but a lot of these people say they're born again. And if you put your trust in men in this hour, you're going to be gravely disappointed, because we're not to put our faith in men. We're to put our faith in God. And if you're a Democrat fighting against Republican, guess what? This is a civil war happening in the United States. This is all by design. A lot of you, I've been telling you this for years. And if you know it, you can sit back and watch it happen, because you won't be deceived. You aren't leavenized. You know what's coming and you know what's happening. And we don't have to be afraid. It's not the time to be fearful. It's the time to be faithful and come out. Well, it's not popular to come out. Yeah, right. Tell me about it. But guess what? There's people all over the world that are coming out. They're starting to see, because people are telling them things like this. They shut Dave Hunt up and said he was just what? In our churches where we used to go back to all of our preachers' meetings, they said, don't listen to Dave Hunt. He's the false prophet. And this is amazing. The false prophets talk about false prophets. If you don't have discernment in this day, you're not going to know what's going on. But anyway, I think that's it. And the other thing I just want to announce, you got to know the Judaism Strange Gods. Get this book by Michael Hoffman. Wow, it's heavy. But it's putting some dots. And don't even get this if you don't like history, because, I mean, this is heavy. It's not. The other one I said, the other one, Kabbalah, the Christians, you know, it's a little lighter reading. When I first read that, I thought, this is so, I don't want to know this. She's light compared to this guy. But this one has made me open up. I said, I have had no clue about any of this stuff happening. And I think this is really the end of the road, the Kabbalah and the ancient Babylonian religions, because this will connect dots. You will see things all around. In here, it even explains some things about certain flags. I was asked not to say this; it might freak people out. But don't put your trust in anyone in this day. You got to get your whole life is Jesus, and Christians that are awake in this hour, many are being deceived, just like the Bible says. They've arisen from within. They've told us great things, but are they leading people to Jesus? I remember back in the 80s, and we had altar calls. People got saved. What's happened? We don't want to offend anybody now. Well, some people need to be offended, because I'd rather have them offended than go to hell. How about you? Remember, eternity's a long time. What's 70, 80 years here on earth compared to eternity, which they say doesn't exist? These false teachers say there is no hell. They don't believe in hell. They believe in reincarnation. And if you make mistakes, you just correct them the next life. They have it all figured out. That's the problem. They're living in their heads, trying to figure out with all these laws, all these rules, all these rituals, and all these written things. And people are falling left and right for these kind of false demonic teachers. And then if you look, you'll see these little red bracelets I told you about that the Kabbalah has. We were watching a documentary on the Jesuits. Boy, they all have their little Kabbalah bracelet. The Freemasons, there's a whole lot connecting. But guess what? The righteous stand against the wicked. It hasn't changed. We just thought it did because Christianity became popular. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And everyone said,
Amen.
We want to share a message with our YouTube audience today. Please like and share on your social media if you find these YouTubes helpful. Also, if you'd like to subscribe to our channel so you get every message right in your inbox, that would be nice, and we'll send them right to you.
We are viewer supported here, and if you'd like to help us, you can donate by going online to livinginhispresencechurch.org. In the upper right hand corner, there is a give button where you can give by credit card, through PayPal or Stripe. Or if you'd prefer to send us a check, you can send it to LIHP at P.O. Box 1889, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311.
Thank you so much for being part of our YouTube family.
God bless.